Once upon a time, many years ago, lived an emperor who adored expensive clothes. He didn't care about his soldiers, his palaces, or even his people. He only ever went outside his castle to show off his latest outfit. The emperor had 1,000 robes, 10,000 shoes, and a coat for every hour of the day. Instead of spending time with his advisors, he was always in his dressing room, preening in front of the mirror. One day, 2 wicked swindlers arrived in the city. They claimed to be weavers with an enchanted loom that wove the finest cloth in the world. The clothes it made were not only beautiful, but magic, they said. Only wise people could see them. To anyone stupid or unfit for office, the clothes would seem invisible. The emperor thought this was brilliant. If I wear clothes made of this material, I'll know by my men's reactions which ones I should sack, he thought. So he paid the wicked weavers 10 large chests of gold to make him some magic clothes. They set up their enchanted loom and demanded the rarest silk and the finest gold to make the clothes. But they stashed it all away in their bags and worked the empty loom far into the night. The emperor was desperate to know how the weavers were getting on. He had spent so much money, and he was worried whether the new clothes would be sufficiently stylish. He tried peeping through the window, but he couldn't see clearly enough. "I'll send my faithful old minister to check their progress. He's an honest fellow and will give me a good report on how the material looks," the emperor thought. So the old minister was sent to visit the weaving room. There he saw 2 swindlers working away at their empty looms. "Aren't these patterns exquisite? Isn't this colour divine?" they asked him. The minister was terribly worried because he couldn't see a thing. "Does this mean I'm an idiot and unfit for office because the clothes are invisible to me?" he asked himself. He decided to keep it secret that he couldn't see them. No one must ever know. So what do you think? One of the wicked weavers...